ويعني ده هي متبايز around six lines from the bottom. إلا هذا أمر هنا משביעין אויסוי שבועי שאינו ברשוסוי נימו מיגה דחושד אממינו חושד השבועסו. Let's first see what Rav Huna is speaking about. What is Rashi? The Omar Rav Huna lekamon b'mafkid gabi shilem b'leirotzo lishova. They're speaking about a case as follows. You have a shema chinam that the pekodin was stolen from him. So me'ikar adin, this shema chinam can swear it was nignav and he's potter. Now this shema chinam does not want to do this. He decides he's going to pay for it. Whatever it was worth, he's going to pay for it. Na guten Tag. Shilem b'leirotza lishova. He paid, so finish, I'm paying for it. And I don't want to swear. So Rav Huna said, mashbiyin oisoi shvua she'eino b'shusoi. So Omer, let's see again Rashi. Domar Rav Huna lakama b'mafkid gabi shilem b'leirotza lishova. Omar Rav Huna imvol shalom. If he wants to pay, he's entitled to pay. He's a shema. He wants to pay for it. He doesn't want to swear. Mashbiyin oisoi shvua she'eino b'rshusoi. But he has to swear it's not b'rshusoi. That means it is very nice of him. He wants to pay. But we're choshet him. We're choshet him. Maybe he decides he wants the pekodin. So this is a nice way of keeping the pekodin. He'll come and tell the odin that the bala pekodin, they'll tell him, you know, it got stolen and I don't want you to have any loss, and he'll pay for the pekodin. And then he'll keep the pekodin himself. So there's a din kabdeyu v'chashdeyu. You have to be machabed a person, but at the same time you have to be choshet him. Who knows what's up his sleeve? So Chazal were afraid. Maybe the Shema wants to keep the Pekodin for himself. So therefore, he's saying that it was stolen, and he's paying for it. So he has to swear that it's not in his Rishus. We're afraid maybe Hitake wanted it for himself, and he wanted it for himself. So that's pshat in this whole scenario. He's telling him it was stolen and thus, but really, he's keeping it and he's paying for it. So he swears. Frek the Gemara, now let's get back to the Gemara. Neimo migu de choshed amameina choshed ashvuosa. So the Gemara asks, if you are afraid that this person in Yesod wants to keep it for himself. So if he wants to keep it for himself, so he's choshed amamayna. He's taking Yenim's momin, and he's keeping it for himself. So this person will swear false also. If you hold choshed amamayna, choshed ashvuosa. Now, if you hold that shvue is not more chomer than momin, so what do we accomplish with the shvuah? Name amigo the choshed amamein the choshed ashvuasa. So the Gemara says, "Osam nami meire va'oma domi koyehivna lei." So the Gemara says, "No, this person is not choshed amamein. He feels he's not doing such a bad avla. He's paying for it, so he does. He feels he's not doing anything wrong, but to do it, to swear false, that is Icha 1-2. This person is not choshed amamayne, because he's paying for it. Omar le Rav Achim, he difti le Ravine, v'ko'ovar alav de loy sachmeit. He's paying for it. But there's a lav of loy sachmeit, that means you're not allowed to take someone else's chepetz, even though you're paying for it. So it's weiter choshed amamayne. So what are you telling me? He's meira heter, but there's a lav of leisachmeid. So the Gemara answers leisachmeid leinchi beleidomi mashmelu. People are under the impression that the whole lav of leisachmeid is dafke if you don't pay for it. If you pay for it, there's no lav of leisachmeid. Now, the Gemara we can learn two ways. We can learn, the Gemara we can learn as follows. One way we can learn Pshat in the Gemara. That means that's not the right translation. Really, if a person wants a chayfetz and they'll give money for the chayfetz, it's an issa d'araisa b'lay sachmei. And a person who was choshed down le'isachmei doesn't mean anything to him. Le'isishav le'sheke also doesn't mean anything to him. But this person does not think that that's pshat le'isachmei. He thinks le'isachmei is if you don't pay for it. If you pay for it, he feels that's how he learned in cheder, or that's how he understood pshat in chumash. Le'isachmei is if you don't pay for it. If you pay for it, there's no love. That's what he feels. So even though me'iker adin, he's wrong in pshat and posik, but he doesn't feel that he's doing an aveira. You'll tell him to swear, has for sure me. He's not a person that does an aveira, so he won't swear false. So one way we can learn pshat in the Gemara, that people think le'isachmei is only if you don't pay for it. So Memela, since that's what people think, so he feels he's not doing an Aveira, but he won't swear false. Another Pshat in the Gemara is, and we'll see that's how Taisus learned Pshat in the Gemara, that that's them is a Pshat in Leisachmei. Not only people think that way, that is Pshat in Leisachmei. The love of Leisachmei is Davke, if I want a desire, a Chayfetz, and I take the Chayfetz and I don't pay for it, then I'm over Leisachmei. If I pay for them, I cannot over Leisachmei. So that what he thinks Taisus holds are Taisus and Taisus and other places. That's not the truth. That's not the pshat. So he's talking not over Leisachmei. He's paying for it. So Mamela, he's not called Choshed Amamayne. But if you'll tell him to swear, he won't swear false. Let us just see Rashi. Hosam lechoshidam amayne. The meira hetere is meira heter lemeima domi beina lemeisva. I'm going to pay for it. So he feels he's not doing an avle. Like the Gemara ka'ova b'leisach, what would mean he feels he's not doing an avle? He's over leisach, mate. Mali choshid aleisach, mate. Mali choshid aleisigzel. Neima migu de choshid alei, choshid ashvuosam. So the Gemara says that he feels that the whole lav of Leisachmei is only without paying for it. If you pay for it, there's no Leisachmei. V'leidami mashmalahu. So Tais v'shita is that is takip shat. You're over Leisachmei only if you don't pay for it. If you pay for it, you're not over Leisachmei. V'im taima tepek lei miloisigzel. So Taisva says, if that is true, that you only over leisachmeid if you don't pay for it, so there's a lot of leisigs already. So what's that leisachmeid? I'm taking someone's chayfetz, and I'm not paying for it, so that's the lot of leisigs. So why is it, why did the Torah make two lavim? If when you pay for it, you're not over leisachmeid. The whole leisachmeid is davke when you don't pay for it. So there's a lot of leisigzel. So I take, I want a chayfetz. I steal $100. I'm over leisigzel. I steal a chayfetz without paying for it. I'm over leisachmei. Plus, I'm over leisigzel also. So why do I need a second lav of leisachmei? This is leisigzel. Chilik, you steal $100. If you steal a chayfetz, I want a watch. I steal the watch. So I mean, so that's leisigzel. I have a lav already for this. Why did the Torah make a special lav of Leisachmei? V'yeshloima laver olav b'shnei lav. So Taisus says, you're right, but the Torah wrote Leisachmei that you're over two lav. That means if a person is chaymet a chayfetz and he steals it without paying for it, so you're over the lav of Leisachmei. So you're over the lav of Leisachmei. Now, I just want to mention for 2 minutes, there's a kashim that the Meforish and the Sefer Mitzvahs Rav Sadia Goin asks, this concept to be over two lavin, the Torah repeated the lav, to be over two lavin, this is only by, there's a Taisus Nezer Neshech that says this, this is only if you're going to get Malkus. Get Malkus, so. But they put two lamen. what is the purpose of the two lavim? The purpose is you can get twice malchus. So that's lava ol bishnei lava. Then you say lava ol bishnei lava. But if you will not get double malchus, you don't get malchus at all, because we have to understand that leisigzo you don't get malchus. It's a lava nitik leese. Leisachmaid, you don't get malchus, it's a lava nitin letashlumu, you'll pay money for it, so you're misakin the law. So there's no malchus. If there's no malchus, what is the purpose of writing two lavin? So this is the Meforish and the Sefer Mitzvah of Sad Yigoyin asks on this Taisvis. He asks, so what's pshat lava olav bishnei lava? And he answers, pshat in Taisvis. He says pshat in Taisvis is as follows. That shitas ha-Taisvis is that halav ha-nitin litashlumim you do get malchus. So that means like this. Leisigzel is halav ha-nitik laser. That means if I steal something, there's a mitzvah that say veheshiv es ha-gzeila shegozo. So maybe we don't get malchus there. Leisigzel veheshiv es ha-gzeila. The love of leisachmoy, there's no assay. There's no assay. There's no assay. The heishiv is a dover shechamato. There's no such assay. There's a chiyuv to pay back. That's 100% true. But that's called a lav anitin litashlumim. Shitis a toisvis is a lav anitin litashlumim, you get malchus. So memelis a toisvis makes sense. A toisvis says lava olav bishnei lavin. What did the Torah accomplish by writing another lav of leisachmai? If you're over leisachmai, you can get malchus. So that's an accomplishment. Als leisigzel, you don't get malchus. Because it's a lav anitik laeser. But als leisachmai, you'll get malchus. Because Taisus holds a lav anitin litashlumim, you get malchus. So that is pshat and Taisus. Bava olu bishnei lavin. And on the second lav, you're going to get malchus. Period. Ve'im taima. So we go away from this Gemara. Shita Satoisvis is a person is chaymed achayfetz and he steals it and he doesn't pay for it. He's over two lava, leisigzel and leisachmai. If he pays for it, so there's no issa whatsoever. If he pays for it, that means even though yenish is shais chay v'kay, he paid for it. There's no issa min ha-Torah. Fakt Taisvis anshudik vo ki yoiv domi nami chamsen hoyim habe. A person who takes a chayfetz and pays for it, so he has a new name. This is called a chamsen. That is a chamsen. A chamsen means a person who steals and pays for it. Ki demuchach shili ha-koynes. V'chamsen posoleidis. A person who's a chamsen, that means he steals and he pays for it, is posoleidis. Often a posik, kirdusiv, altoshes, yotcha, imrosha, liyois, eit chomos. So a person who is a chamsen is posoleidis. V'aposoleidis, posoleshvua. And a person who's posoleidis is posoleshvua. Minatoyre. Tohana de choshe v'psuleidis, papeg zaboyre. Poiselu lishvu bepeiri kolanish boy. So for Taisves, so Taisves is a kasha. The Gemara was speaking about leisachmaid. Mas says leisachmaid, you only over if you don't pay for it. Fine. But there's a lav of chomos. There's a lav of chomos. And a person who's a chamsen is poseledis. And a person who's poseledis is poselishvu. So this is what Taisus means to ask. It's an issa de, if it's a poseledis, it's an issa de reise. So we're back to the same kasha. So how can we believe this person with a shvur, we're choshet him, that really that what he says, that ain't a bushusai really could be, he's keeping the pekodin, he just wants to pay for it. So this person is a chamsen. And a chamsen is posel eidus, is posel a shvur. So what did we accomplish with the shvur? If you hold choshed am amayna, choshed a shvur, so he's choshed am chamos. So he's choshed to swear false. ויש לוימה דחמסן לאיפוסו לאידס אלא מדרבון. So Taisvi says, that's true. החמסן זו ניפוסו לאידס מדרבון. מדתוני בפרק סבוירר, הוסיפו עליהם החמסונים. The Gemara says in Perek Zaboira, they added on other psulei eides, which means midarabona, hachamsonim. V'loi porich, chamsin diyaraisu kitaporich hagazlan. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, they added on chamsonim, that apostle eides, they added on gazlonim. So the Gemara says gazlonim. They added on a gazlon's posel min ha-toyre. So, but by Chamsin, the Gemara doesn't ask this kasha, Chamsin is possible in the Torah. So by stories, a Chamsin who gives money is only possible in the Rabbot. The Chamsin dekro de lo yohiv tomi. That what it says in the Posik, eight chomos, which is possible in the Torah, that is a person who does not give money. So now what is Taisus telling us? So Taisus is telling us the word chomos has a dual translation. Chomos could mean someone who steals without paying, and chomos could mean a person who steals with paying. So Taisus says, now Taisus is being magdar dinyanim, a person who steals without paying, that's a gazlan, in the case of Rav Huna, we don't have such a problem because this person is paying. A person who steals, but he pays for it, this person is posel midarabono, but he's only posel midarabono. Period. It's only a drabonon dikedin. Vishili, now let's get back in Taisvis. Vishili hagoizel, the maisi kro, the mechomos b'nei Yehuda afilu iyoiv domi. So Taisvis said, I just said, if you give money, it's only possible mi drabonon. And the Gemara brings a posik on a person who gives money. Asmachta ba'almo. That's an asmachta. But it's a drabonon. So, where are we up to now? So now, things are very good. That means, the Gemara read a kashe from Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, a shoima that says the thing was stolen from me, and I want to pay for it. So, he has to swear, shvu sheine b'shus. So the Gemara asked a kashe, how do we trust him with a shvu if you're choshed that he's holding it? So he's choshed amamayne. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, he's not choshed amamayne. The choshed amamayne is a person who steals, who's choymed achayvitz without paying. This person is paying. So he's not choshed amamayne. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he's posel la'edis midarabonon. Midarabonon is posel la'edis. Midarabona, a person who's a chamsan will be posel l'shvua. But now, over here, let's speak about this person over here. This person, he's a shoima. He comes to Bezin. He says, you know, the thing was stolen. The thing was stolen, and I want to pay for it. So Bezin says, swear it's not poshuscha. She'll ask a kasha, choshed amamayna, choshed ashvuasa. This person isn't choshed amamayna. He's paying. He's not choshed amamayne, he's paying. Now, between you and me, midarabonon, it's also fine. You're right. Midarabonon, he's a shaker. That's right. But if you'll tell him to swear, no, ashvua deraisa, shame shemayim. If I'm nizer and eat bishalakam, so that means I'll swear ashvua deraisa. So, The way we're learning our Gemara now, things are very good. Taisus took care of everything. The Isser Deraisa is if I take something without paying. If I'm paying for it, I'm not over an Isser Deraisa. So I'm not choshed to be over an Isser Deraisa to steal. If you're choshed me, you're choshed me, I'm choshed on an Issa de Rabbonon. Fine. I'm a Issa de Rabbonon. You'll tell me to swear? You accomplished a gemalt. I won't swear false. I won't behave an Issa de Raisa. So our Gemara is gemalt. Now, ba'af al gav deisifu aleyem acham sonim livsoil le'edis. Vuhu adin leposel shaposel leshvua. Now all of a sudden, Tosfos asks the kasha. We mentioned the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, midarabonon they posel the chamsin leidis, and who adin midarabonon his posel leshvua. So Tosfos has a problem. Zot Rabbi Kevege, I don't begin to understand the problem. I don't understand what Tosfos' problem is. That is true. If a person was caught as a chamsin, the rabbonim pasled him later. If I know he's a chamsin, they pasled him. They pasled him later. And if I know he's a chamsin, they'll pasle him, they won't let him swear either. That's if I know he's a chamsin. Mid rabbonim, we're not gairis you, you pasle later, mid rabbonim, we will not permit you to swear. That's if you know he's a chamsin. But our Gemara is speaking about, I don't know anything, could be he's an elicha person. I don't know he's a chamsin. So I'm saying, but Yechoshim may be Zachamson. That's true. I'm Yechoshim may be Zachamson. But if he'll swear, he'll be scared to swear false. That means you're asking me, Akasha, what I'm accomplishing by being Matal HaShvu on him. What am I accomplishing? This person is Choshu than Yisuri Darabonon. But, and if I would know he's Zachamson, I would not let him swear. But I don't know he's Zachamson. I'm just Choshu to him. So you're asking, what will I accomplish by giving him a shvua? That's it, I'll accomplish. The shvua is an issa d'iraisa. So my male, even though I'm choshed and he wants to be ever at the rabbona, I will give him a shvua, so he can be poirish. So Rabbi Kevager says, loy evanti, he doesn't understand Tosfos kasha. Tosfos here is asking a kasha, since me the rabbona achamsen is posel eidis, and me the rabbona achamsen is posel a shvua, so we have a problem. So how can you give the shomer a shvuim? Midrabbonon achamsen is posel leidis l'shvuim. That's Tosfos kasha. But Kvega says that's a chamsen who you know that stole. Chazal pasel to midrabbonon. But this person, he's not a chamsen. I'm choshet him. Maybe he wants to be a chamsen. You'll give him a shvuim so he can be paid. That's what Kvega's kasha on Tosfos. Al kaponim. Tosfos asks the kasha, and Tosfos says a teretz on the kasha. Hainu chamsen shechotzuf lachtoif miyad liyad biyediyas habaylon. So Tosfos says like this, that what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a chamsen is posel la'edis and posel la'shvua means a chamsen who goes over to a person, he grabs away the chayfetz from him, he gives him, he puts down the money and he goes away. That chamsen is a mechutzif. That's he's for sure. He's a mechutzif. He gives a yam shevis. He gives him money. That chamsen is posel midarabonon la'edes olishvur. Avol hoche loichotzif. But this shema is not a mechutzif. He came to Bezin with the whole story. He came to Bezin, you know, I'm a shema. He tells us Nebuch the king got stolen, and I'm a shema chinam, and really I'm potter to pay. But I don't want the Bailam to ever have said, so I'm gonna pay. This person is a very sensitive person. I mean, he's not a mechutza for sure. So memele, this chamsen, if we will ever be mavara that the tak of the chayvitz is by him, we won't pass on leidis, we won't pass on leshvur. This is an edel lechamsim, an edel lechamsim, afilo de rabbona never passed. That's what Tosfos says. Avol hoche lechotzev elomalem chamsonusoi v'omar shenevdoloi, he says it got lost, loi posel, this afilo de rabbona never passed. Yeah. Be'elo. Fine. So, Memele, we took care of this kasha. Now, we're still trying to prove, do we say, Choshedah Mamayna, Choshedah Shvuoso, Loi Choshedah Shvuoso. Be'elo. Ho da Omar Rav Nachman, Mashbiyin Oysoi Shvuas Eses. Rav Nachman said that we must be a shvuas heses l'she'enoi moide b'miktzis. That means Rav Nachman said, we heard it on the Feyim and Aleph, Rav Nachman says, if you come over to a person and you say, I lent you $100, and he says, I never borrowed a penny, l'cheire, so the din is, Samina Teire is a kaifa hakel, is potted this way. Midarabonon, we were matalashua. So Rashi says, Nemo migu de meis ponov lichber hakel. Now, if this person is a meis ponim, that means he tells them in his face, you know, I don't owe you a penny. Lav le ishta muti boy, this person has no intent of stalling for time, b'choshud ashvua. So now, let us try to understand what Rashi is saying over here. And we have to understand this is a very difficult Rashi. There's a member of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that even though min ha-teira you have to be a moide b'miktzis, with the rabbonon a koifa hakel swears. Now, let us mention Tosfos brought down on the Afgimel Amud Beis a Gemara in Shavuos. Let us just refresh our memory. Rav Nachman said, why were Chazal misakin this Shavuos? Simo says, well, in Adam Tevei Elim Ken Yeshlek, person will come over to someone else. He slaps him to bed. He says, I lent you $100. And you'll say, it's not true. It's a Baba Meiser. He wants to steal $100. If you want to steal $100, that's the last thing to do. To think up a story and take him to bed. I mean, there's better ways to steal. This is the last. This is not a practical way to steal. So if he comes and he takes him to Bezdin and he says, I lent you $100, it seems that there's some truth to what he's saying. Right? So Mamela, the Rabbana said he had this way. You have a raya from the Teveya. I have a raya from the Nitva. That means, if it is true, that he taken borrowed $100. Ain't no the mayest pond of Bifnei Balchaybe. So tell him in his face, I didn't borrow a penny. Yun is spoiled from the actions of the Tevei. It seems he's right. We have to be Misakan Ashur. So the Gemara asked, I think the Nitva is right. If he borrowed $100, I'll tell him in his face, I didn't borrow a penny. Ain't no the mayest Bifnei Balchaybe. So this is a Gemara Zakash and Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answers, no. Ishtamuti kam ishtamit. No. This person, even though he's a kaifa hakril, he could still be stalling for time. So that means if you have here two people, that each one seems like he's the right one. That today is timing, I lent you $100. And the nitva is timing, I never borrowed from you $100. So the Gemara says, in this scenario, it could still be that the Nitva Take borrowed, and that what he says he didn't borrow, it's a chutzpah. He wants to stall for time. So the hoichoche of the Teveya is a bigger hoichoche than the kvira of the Nitva, and that's why the Rabbonon u'masakan ha-shvuas heses. So the whole takone of shvuas heses was based on the concept that I say the nitva is ishtemuti kam ishtamet. I take whatever he says with a grain of salt. That's a gemara in Shavuos. So now we have to understand our gemara's kasha. Our gemara is, how can this person swear he's a choshed amamoyne? So we should say he's a choshed amamoyne. Ayin b'shvuas. He's ishtamuti kamashtam. He's not a choshed amamoyne. This person is stalling for time, even though he's saying a painful lie, but that's also a way how to stall for time. So that's the whole reason they were misakin the Shavua. The whole reason they were misakin the Shavua is because they took in everything in consideration, and they said that he's still ishtamutika mishtamet, even though he's a kaifahak. So what's the Gemara's kash? Who is a choshed amamayne? And Shuldik, he's not a choshed amamayne. Ishtamutika mishtamet. Rashi says over here, name amigu, the meispon of lichper akur, lovely ishtamuti boy. He does, if he's a mechutzev, he doesn't mean to be mishtamet. The choshed ashvur. And Shuldik, the Gemara says the whole reason they were misakin the Shvua was because I assume it is Ishtamuti Kamishtam. So if it's Ishtamuti Kamishtam, it's not Choshedam Amayim. This Kasha, Taisvis is going to ask. Okay, but this is one problem on Rashi. The Gemara in Shvua says, Taketa, Kaivahak, I say Ishtamuti Kamishtam. Forget the Gemara in Shvua. We learned a Gemara on the Afheyim at Beis. A kaifa b'milve kosher leidus. We learned at the Afheim at Beis, if a Reuven comes over to Shimon, I'll lend you $100. Shimon says, I never borrowed a penny. And two Edom come and say, we saw that he lent him the money. So the Gemara says, he's kosher leidus. He doesn't mean what he's saying. He means, you have to read between the lines. So the Gemara says, klav. A kaifa b'milve is kosher leidus. Ishtamuti kamishtamet. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Then, there's another problem. You're asking from Rav Nachman, not the Takona of Shavuos Heses. Let's talk about this, a Shavuos of Neidechot. Neidechot will say, a person will come with Neidechot, I lent you $100. And he says, I didn't borrow $100. Does he have to swear? That's Shavuos Neidechot. This is a parsha of Shavuos Eidechad. Eidechad is come le Shavuos. The case of Eidechad means he's a kaifahakal. Not a made of mixes. The case of Shavuos Eidechad is that Yen is a kaifah. And Eidechad says, no, you're wrong. And you swear. So if the Gemara for some reason held that a kaifahakal is the shtamutika mishtamet, so you have to ask a kasha from a member of Rav Nachman in Shavuos that said, that Shavuos has, mit der Rabbonu und Masakin, Shavuos has, is a choshed amamayne, ask a kasha from a posik in the Torah. Lo yokim erin echad ish lachalom noch al chates, abo kamo lo Shavuos. Every Shavuos said echad, is a kaifa hakel. So a kochoch, that's a terz ishtamuti kamishtamet. Or if you don't hold of it, ask from the posik. I'm just mentioning, these are kashas which are shver and Rashi. Vartik. And the Achayim ask these kashas. About Kaponim, we should just be aware that this is a difficult Rashi. Now, let us see Taisvis. Elo hod Omar Rav Nachman, Teimo, hohochi nami mishtamet. So it could be all these things are nichlal and Taisvis kashas. I mean, what are you asking from a kaifer hakel? He's mishtamet over here. We had a whole sugya. A person who's mishtamet is not choshed amamayne. He's stalling for time. Even though he's a kaifer hakel. Oh. V'yesh loima. The Rav Nachman mechayev shvuas heses afilu heiche she toivoi v'omar ze hacheifet shohu biyotcho shelihu Leishayich ishtemuti. So Taisva says, the Chazal knew, Rav Nachman was machai v'shvu says, afilo, if there's a chayfet that the nitva is holding, and the Eidechot, and the Tevei says, this is my chayfet, and the nitva says, no, it's my chayfet. Now here there's no ishtemuti. The posik of Eidechot, I could be speaking about a milve. That's why the Gemara never asked a kasha from Shavuos Eidecha. But the Gemara knew Rav Nachman that says there's a Shavuos Eses. Rav Nachman is also speaking about if there's a Chayfetz Ben, and the Tevei says this Chayfetz is mine, and he says this Chayfetz is, the Nitzvah says the Chayfetz is mine. There's no Ishtamuti Kamishtamet, and Rav Nachman says he has to swear. So on this din, the Gemara asked, he's a choshed amamayne. V'chaim pirish rav haigoyin, shemashbiyin shvuas heses akarkois. Rav haigoyin said another chiddush. That, like this, we know, there's no shvua on karkoiska. Einish boin ala karkois. And neidechot, they don't swear karkois. Amoide b'mitzis, you don't swear on karkois. That's minatoire. Rav hai goin paskin, but shvuas heses, you swear on karkois. Now, if at shvuas heses, you swear on karkois, now karkois, it doesn't pass ishtamuti kamashtamat. I mean, I'm saying this karke is mine. He says, no, the karke is mine. So karke is a commodity that it's not shayich ishtamuti kamashtamat. And Rav hai goin said that you swear a shvuas heses. So therefore, the Gemara only asked from Rav Nachman, because Chazal knew Rav Nachman is speaking about a chayfetz bem. The Chazal knew Rav Nachman is speaking about karke. These are cases where it's not shayach, ishtamuti kam ishtamet. This person is choshed amamoyne, and Rav Nachman said, you swear, ooh, here we see choshed amamoyne le choshed ashvuos. Right? The kosher for Tosis, very good. But now Tosis asks the Gemara in Shvuas Ad Yonim, which we mentioned before, but the Gemara doesn't say like that. The kosher, the Bepeg, Shvuas Ad Yonim, Mashme, Lemechayev, Shvuas, Eses, Elo, Mishum, Ishtamuti. The Gemara, we mentioned the Kapoich, Adarabin, Odameis, Mishani, the Mishtamet. The Gemara in Shvuas asks the kosher, for what reason do you believe the Teveya more than the Nitva? The Teveya in Odom, Teveya in Ken Yeshloi, the Nitva in Odom, Eis Podom, Bifnei Bal Chayvay. So the Gemara says, Ishtimuti Kamishtamit. So the whole reason they believe the Teveya more than the Nitva, because they assume the Nitva is Ishtimuti Kamishtamit. So you tell me now, Allah is by Karka, there's also the Nishvu assesses. How can it be? By Karka, you have a Svarim more than Meis. ויש לוימה תקיבן דשבעין בשעינוי בעין משתמד אף כשי בעין לא יפלוג רבון. So Taisvi said, that means that Tchilas HaTakone was by Milve, because, and by Milve they held, we have to listen to the Taina of the Teveya, at in Odom Teveim Ken Yeshloi. So that's why they were Mesakim by Milve. But after they were Mesakim by Milve, so Akshi Ben Loiplug Rabbona. Then the Rabbona said about every Teufa Hakel swears, even though there's no Ishtamuti Kamishtamid. And with that, Agamore had a kasha, but he's a choshed amamoyne. That's Teretz number one. Hinami Akushe Darabchiye Samach. Really, this kasha is not a real kasha. This kasha, you could take a say Ishtamuti Kamishtamid. The real kash is the next kash of the Gemara. The Gemara asked a barrage of kashes. You'll think zich with this kash, but the next kash is shver. So let's see the next kash. Vesu, kash number two. Hod toni rabchiye, shneim nishboim vinoitlim mibalabais. Now, rabchiye is speaking about the case of chenveni alpin kosai, which he had a case. A balabos went over to a chenveni and he told them, I want you to pay my poilim. And then a day later, the chenveni comes to the balabos, no, I paid your poilim, pay me for the schoich I laid out. The poilim come over to the balabos, we never got paid. So Rav Chiya said, both of them swear. Both of them swear, and then the balabos has to pay both of them. He's going to learn a lesson the next time. Don't be so naive. And you tell the chenveni when you give over the goods to the poilim, please get a receipt from them. And he'll learn his lesson. But al kaponim, in this case, the halacha is the chenveni swears, the poilim swear, and then the balabos pays twice. So now there's a mordeke kash over here. We have here two people. We have a chenveni and we have poilim. Both of them are swearing. Now, let's look at this case, Elach. One of them is a liar, and one is telling the truth. That's for sure. My problem is, I don't know which is the liar, which is telling the truth, but that's no suffix. One is telling a lie, one is telling the truth. I tell both of them to swear. So now, like this. The one who's telling the truth, no, he's telling the truth. He swears, no problem. I mean, he's telling the truth. He swears. If I would know who he is, I wouldn't have to tell him to swear. He's telling the truth, fine. The problem is the other one. The other one who is zicha a liar. This other one, zicha wants to steal. There's no shaila about it. And I'm going to tell him, you swear and you'll take. So what am I accomplishing with the shvua? Choshed, if you hold choshed, I'm a minor choshed ashvuosa. That's, if you hold a person who steals will swear false, what are you accomplishing? The one who wants to steal will swear false. The one who is honest, so why does he have to swear? What are you accomplishing with the shvua? You're not accomplishing anything with the shvua. If you hold choshed, I'm a minor choshed ashvuosa, so the shvua is not a deterrent for the one who wants to steal. And Rav Chiya said, both of them swear. So what's pshat in giving them, tell them both to swear? You're not accomplishing anything by telling them both to swear. Let's see the besuhad etani Rav Chiya shneim nishboim benoitl mebalabayis neim amigo de chosh damayna chosh da shvua. So let us see Rashi. Shneim nishboim gabichem v'ni alpen kosi v'koshali. So the Gemara brings a baraisa. That Tony Rabchi said over a baraisa. V'koshali. So Rashi is amai shofki lemasnisen de shvuis amai salomi baraisa. So Rashi is a kasha. Why did he bring a baraisa? There's a mishnechem v'ni alpen kosi that both swear. When the Gemara asked the Kash, why do you have to bring Toni Rabbi Chiya when there's enough in the Mishnah? Let us see Tosfos on this Kash. The Toni Rabbi Chiya, Hiksha Rashi, Amai Lei Maisi, Mas Nisan Dishvuz. Vishloime da Yedei Rabbi Chiya, Shona Rebbe, Kedemucha Chosom. That means, Rebbe in the beginning did not want to paskin like this Aloche, till Rabbi Chiya showed him this Baraisa. So the whole Mishnah came about through this Baraisa. So that's why the Gemara brings down the Baraisa of Rav Chiya, which is really, from there it originates the Halach and the Mishnah. Fine, okay. Here we see Choshed Amamayna Choshed Ashvuas. Loi Choshed Ashvuas. Vesu, another Kasha. Ha da Omar Rav Sheishis. Shalosh shvuos mashbiyin oisai. Rav Sheisha said that every shomer swears three shvuos. Shvuos shaloi poshati bo. Let's talk about Hashem Echinam. Hashem Echinam. Hashem Echinam comes to Bezdin and he says the thing was stolen. So he's potter. Fine, he's potter. So, but he doesn't leave, but we don't trust him on his word. He has to swear three shvuas. Shvuas shaloi parshati bo, it was stolen. But maybe it was your pshia, maybe he left the door open. I mean, first swear shaloi parshati bo. Fine. Shvuas shaloi shalachti bo yad. A second shvuas, we'll see in Rashi a little clearer. Maybe you were shaleich yad in the pikon. What does shlichis yad mean? So Rashi says, maybe you use the pikon. That means as follows. If a person is sheleach yad in a pikon, he gets a din gazlan in his chayiv ba'onsen. He gets a din gazlan in his chayiv ba'onsen. That means like this. Let's talk about a case that a person, Reuven, gave Shimon a barrel of wine. Fine. He's a shema on the wine. He has to go and his bulb blew out, and the bulb is very is very tall. He doesn't have a ladder. So he goes and takes the barrel and stands on the barrel. He wants to put in a new bulb. Now, Anshul de Krabid, this is not your barrel to use. You're ashamed of it. This person is called a Sheleyach Yad de Pekodim. That means you have no right to use the Pekodim. It's not a free-for-all. Were you given it to your Shema? L'cheira, let's talk about such a case. He's a Sheleich Yad B'Pekon. This person is a din of a Gazlan, and he's Chayiv Ba'onsen. Before he returns it, we'll say, well, he turns it to something else. That means like this, that means that he brought over the barrel, he put in the bowl. And then let's talk about, and then Aganev came, or got stolen. Halacha is, he's chayav ba'onsen. It got stolen, you're mechuyev to pay. It's, even though you're shem mechinam, that's past history. Now you're Aganev, you're chayav ba'onsen. Hashalech yad bepikon is chayav ba'onsen. So Memele, so he's coming to Bezen. Rav Sheshe said, when a Shema comes to Bezen, we can't be naive. We have to be Mevara. Three Shailas. One Shaila, he says, it got stolen. So first, let's swear you want Pesheya. It got stolen. Maybe you left the door open. So it got stolen, but you're Chayiv, you are Pesheya Bishmiros. First, swear you want Pesheya. Fine. I wasn't Pesheya. Well, now swear you weren't Shaleich Yad B'Pikodim. If you ever use this barrel for you, so you're a Gazla, so you're Chai Bonson already. So Memele, so if it got stolen, you're still Chai. Zayim Mevara, swear to us you weren't Shaleich Yad. Swears it wasn't Shaleich Yad. Then there's a third Shvuah. Swear that it's not in your issues. Maybe it's in your issues. You swear you want Pesheya. That means all the doors are shut. You want Sheleich Yad. That means you didn't use it. But maybe it's still in your issues. That means maybe it's still in your issues.
Yeah.
You just swore you want Pesheya. You shut all the doors. You want Sheleich Yad. But maybe it's in your issues. So before we're going to pater you, you have to swear it's Einei Bishuscha. These three shvus you have to swear. After he swears these three shvus, no, so he wasn't Shleich Yad, he wasn't Peshay, it's not his rishus, finished, a guten tag, yashem mechinam, yepot. Okay, now let's see. Vesu hoda omar Rav Sheshes, sholesh shvues mashbiyan haisoi, shvues sholoi poshati bo, shvues sholoi sholachti bo yad, shvues she'eino bershusi. Neymo migu de choshed amamoyne choshed ashvuwasa. Let Elo, we'll see Rashi what the kasha was. So this, we had three kashas. Elo loy amrinen migu de choshed amamoyne choshed ashvuwasa. So that's the raya finish. I brought three rayas. Rav Nachman, Rav Chiye, Rav Sheshes. Three rayas. I don't say choshed amamoyne choshed ashvuwasa. A good and tough. And that's the end of the sugya. I proved it. Fakel, I have three rayas. Let us see Rashi. Name amigo. This is going on before Tani Rabchi. Kivin derchad minay uvadi choshed amamoyna. One of these, either the chemveni or the poilem achoshed amamoyna. Shalosh shvuos mashbiyanoi soy l'shei mechinam shetayin nignavo. Shaloi shalachti bo yad lasois malachti. Now from the Ritas Loshen of Rashi means he didn't take it to do malache. That's what it seems the Ivrin Rashi. It must not even, now we're talking about he did malache. It seems if he took it to do malache, that means he lifted it up to go underneath the light bulb. That's a shliach ya, a shliach yad lasois malachti. The Sholach Boyad, if he was a Sheleich Yad, Havi Gazan Olei, Umachayev Boinzel. If he was a Sheleich Yad, he has a Din Gazan, he's Chay Boinzel. ואפילו ננסו ברשוסה היקיימו בדידהו. Now, I will not go into this, but I just want to be ma'ire, l'chaire, Rashi, l'chaire, could have stopped right before. Yisholach b'yod, ha'vegazn l'olei, mechayev b'yinsel. That's the end of Rashi. So, Mela, I have to know if he was shalech yad, then he's a gazn, he's chayev b'onsen, so he's chayev and g'nev aveide. Now, Rashi continues. Ba'afilu nenso, so Rashi, who every word means a lot, we have to understand what Rashi is coming to tell us. And we have 7 extra words over here, which l'chayre are not necessary. Anyway, al kaponim, but kaponim, that's the kasha was if he was shalech, that's his swear, he wasn't shalech yet. Neima gabi shvue she'eina boshusi migu dechoshed amoymeine shema boshusiyu v'choshed him, maybe it's in his reshus v'koifer bo choshed nami ashvu osa, maybe it's v'choshed him, it's in his reshus, so memele is choshed nami ashvu osa. Fine. Okay, and that Rabbi Yochanan bar Arai is Arai choshed amoymeine Loi choshed ashvuasa. Let us see Taisvis. Shvue shaloi shalachti boyad. Perish Rashi. Vim shalach boyad. If he was shaleach yad. Afilu nenso. Chayev. Afilu nenso is chayev. Frag Taisvis. Va'af arbi. Demishehich zira. Potter kedektoni ba'amavket. Frag Taisvis. Let's take this scenario. He took the chavis, he took it out to the next room to screw in a bulb. He screwed in the bulb, then he put it back. So the shlichus yad ended already. He's finished. That means, Tozman, he doesn't bring it back, he's a gazlan, but if he brought it back already, so the gzela ends. So for a toisvis, so what, maybe you were shalech yad, and if I was shalech yad, but Shalech Yad can do tshuva when he puts it, when he brings it back. So that's called the Shlichus Yad ends already. That's the Yisvus Kash. V'haf al-pi d'mishir zira pota, k'diktoni b'hamafkid, mikol mokim, shemo nenso k'idim shehich zira. We make him swear, that's true, but maybe you were shaleach yad, and before you had a chance to bring it back, maybe it was nensa. I mean, so we want to be mevar if you were shaleach yad. If you were shaleach yad, so then could be yechayev bonsim. Maybe it was nenas before you returned it. Pektaisves, azoi, avokoshe, mishili ho'umnin, the comma, it says in the Gemara further, Ashemel socho, it says, v'nishba, oinishba, if it was captured, or there's another oinis happened, ein roye, and no one saw what occurred, so the din is, that he has to swear, ein roye. Ho yesh roye, but what is, if someone saw that it was captured, yoviraye v'yifta. So then the din is, bring to Edim, that means, ashema socha, if 2 Edim saw how it was captured, he doesn't have to swear, and he's potter. For shema sholach boyad, praktaisvis, why is he potter from a shvua if he was sheleach yad? So then a fellow was captured, how can the Edim help? How can the Edom help on this case if we're chayish? We have a Mardik Gemara over here. That means we approach a Shema. That means if we would be speaking about a modern day Bezdin, so the Bezdin will ask him, maybe you were Shaleach Yad in the Pekodim. So I'll look at the dying, you're chayshed me, I was Shaleach Yad in the Pekodim. I'm a Gazlan. Please, Yachoshet B'Ksherim. Hakoponim, that's perhaps a good lawyer might tell it like that, but Rav Sheshe said no. Kabdayu B'Chashdayu. No, no, no. You swear that you weren't Shaleich Yad. Hakoponim, that's what Rav Sheshe says. Rav Sheshe says, every Shomer, you have to swear that you weren't Shaleich Yad. Fraktoisviz, so if that is the case, so the Gemara says further, that if a Shomer Socha Eidim saw that it was captured, he's Potter. Why is he Potter? Maybe it was Shaleich Yad. He's Potter, finished. But maybe it was Shaleich Yad. The Yeshloimer, so Tosfos says, you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. Sheyifta mishvua shenenso. It means he doesn't have to swear that it was captured. Ach yishba shloi shalach boyat. But that he has to swear. You're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. He's potter to swear that it was captured, to aid him so that it was captured. But he's zich has to swear that he wasn't shaleich yad. One teretz. Now Tosfos has a second teretz. Inami shaloi shalachti boyad einai nishba elei ayidei gilgu shvue shaloi shapashati bo. Chshiyesh roye shenensa potter legamri. Now Tosfos says a new thing. Really, there's no such shvua min haTorah. It means you swear that you want shleich yad. I mean, maybe Tosfos, I should have to swear such a thing. So Tosfos says that's right. You have to swear you weren't pesheya. That's your chiyav al shomer. Since you swore that you're not pesheya, this is a gilgul shvua. Now we can basically force you to swear shloi shalachti boyad. If Adam saw that it was captured, so you want Peshaya, so finish, and then the attack of Potter to swear Shloi Shalachti Boyah. Period. Rabbi Natan Meforish, Rabbi Natan wishes to disagree with this whole pshat. Afilo Ayidei Gilgul Ayishpa, Heicha Shimesa Befaneinu, Vei Megalgun El Bedover Hadoyme, The Lomo Yeshloime Sheshalach Boyah. Rabbi Natam disagrees with this whole pshat. Rabbi Natam says, you see a dead behemoth, you see it's dead. So maybe you shaleich yad. He says, you're only megalgul bedover hadoimid. That means a gilgul shvua is if there are grounds to be choshed the person. Where do we learn gilgul shvua? We learn gilgul shvua from Saita. Saita, she was nista with Reuven, but Megalgul, maybe you were nista with someone else also. We see what kind of a woman she is. She's not a trustworthy woman. So, but there we learn that Gilgul, Omei Mizel, Omei Mishacha. Fine. That, so Gilgul Shvua was only said, if we have some sort of grounds to be Choshita, so we go further. She is to swear on other cases also. But Rabbi Natam says, when the Tam says, what grounds do you have to make a person swear he wasn't Shaleich Yad? I mean, that's a matter of the Kazakh. Maybe he was Shaleich Yad, maybe he was a Gazlim. When the Tam meforish, afila yide gilgul la yishba, heicheshi meisa befoneinu, in the ein megalgul al bedover adoime, you only megalgul something that's a plausible chash. The lomba yeshleime sheshalech boyad. Why should you say such a thing? The davke b'shutim shecholku v'nischaivu shvur v'mokemachem megalgul mishum demoiri yateir. So the Rabbi Natam says there is a concept of gilgul shvur by shutim shecholku. Shutim divided the shutvis, so there they have to swear. Shutim could be, one could be helped himself to a little bit more, he's meir heta, I'm a shutim. There is a concept of gilgul shvur. Fine. So the Rabbi Natam Bechlal doesn't hold like Rashi that there's such a shvur of Gilgul shvur. Now meforish Rabbi Natam shvur sheshalachti bo yad meforish Rabbi Natam shaloi ochlo. Eina Bechlal shvur shaloi poshabo v'she'eina b'rshusoi. So that means Rabbi Natam says the shvua is that a shomer comes and says it was stolen, so he swears, number one, lo poshati bo. Lo poshati bo means All the doors were locked. I never left the door open at night. That's what he says. He also swears she'ena b'shusi. It's not in my house. That's the second shua. It could be. He shut all the doors. It's not in his house. But could be he ate it up. And everything is true. The doors were shut before he ate it. All the doors were shut. It's not in his house. And so he has to swear. He has to swear that he wasn't the culprit, that he didn't eat it up. So according to Rabbi Natan, that is the shvuah shaloi shalachti boyat.